Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Jaren's Outpost is a bustling city located in the nation of Goldcrest.
A nation that nobody cared about until the king was slain by a bunch of adventurers.
Unfortunately, adventurers did what adventurers do, and they didn't think of the consequences of killing a powerful tyrant, and they promptly left the citizens of Goldcrest to figure it out for themselves.
For now, Jaren's Outpost is a melting pot of religions,
criminals, politics, and paranoia, with everyone keeping everyone else in check.
But all that's about to change. Welcome to the enhanced edition of Jaren's Outpost.
An awful black energy bathes the inside of the citadel.
He's doing it! He's raising them!
Oh, fuck.
But in the distance, you see an actual, honest-to-God castle strapped to the bottom
of
the
wall,
flinging projectiles towards the dragon. The dragon roars and launches off the citadel, completing its spell. Goggles stands up next to you.
Let us swarm!
You assault the walls.
Bring it.
Charging forward, you crash like a wave upon it. People begin throwing grappling hooks up to the top and attempting to scale. Boiling oil is thrown down upon your attackers. Some of them scream and writhe as the oil burns through them. And some defenders drop motes of alchemist fire to deny passage. The alchemist fire clings like napalm to anything it sticks to and makes entire stretches of the wall unscalable. But even in some of those places, especially sabers, but also town guard, continue to fight upwards through the flames. You spot perhaps Tuesday or Colin climbing their way through flames, ignoring it as they try to get up to the top. A giant set of rams are slammed into the gates and begin pounding. Bang! 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 Damage from the last time you attempted to fight the walls has not yet been repaired, and so the doors break open easily and quite quickly. Attackers begin to swarm the inside, but immediately they're met by the shambling dead. They are innumerable. There's so many more than you. Eaton has been collecting them since potentially the beginning of all this. And in among them, you see Eaton's fervent, those who, despite all of this, have stayed next to Damien Eaton's side loyally and unflinchingly. They command the undead, acting as his sub-commanders, directing them, guiding them. And under their command, the command of these battle-hardened, weary, but nonetheless loyal followers, they attack with an unheard-of fanaticism and destructive intent.
Wow. Okay. Do you want to go home?
No. you see attackers from the other side as well begin to stream through, but they are also met by the dead. It's difficult to make any progress. Your people are scared. Fearsome people. People who can be broken and beaten, no matter how good a speech you make. These dead, they're not like that. They don't fear. They don't run. They don't turn tail. They don't question orders. And their commanders know that this is the last stand. They will all fight to the death. The dragon causes a total darkness as it flies overhead. It sails towards the floating castle.
All right.
All right.
Assault the keep.
Let's assault the keep.
Begin to push forward. Each of you in turn enters into single combat with one of the dead. So,
does the silver steel help me better than gauntlets put against dead?
The gauntlets, if they're activated, are better than Silver Steel, but that means you're taking damage.
I'm taking damage
forward.
Yeah. So I may as well just use the Silver Steel for now until the battle gets desperate.
This, you contend with four of the dead. O'Rourke, you contend with six as you have charged ahead trying to blaze a path. You're nearly surrounded. And Leo, you must also contend with four.
Right.
Piss, the cleric from before fights next to you. As you fight, you can direct him to fight with you. So you make attack, he follows it up.
Oh, cool.
Periwinkle, you get goggles fighting beside you.
Should have given him Evelyn. He would have hated it.
Oh. Leo, you fight next to Evelyn.
All right, then.
You know what? You get Clara as well, Periwinkle.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
She won't speak to me.
You can instruct Clara to do more than just fight as well. She has magic at her side, and she's powerful against undead if she channels energy away from them or towards them.
Adam.
Yeah?
Does cure moderate wounds hurt the zombies?
Yes.
Ah, that's awesome.
Holy shit, really?
Yes.
So health potions hurt them.
They can't be forced to drink
health potions like grenades.
Health potions you need to drink, unfortunately. But if you have like your wand, oh no, you used its charge.
But I've got spells for cure moderate.
Yeah,
so
those hurt them in the same way that inflict spells hurt a person.
What weapons does the cleric have? Does he have like a sword? Or
he has a morning star.
Cool.
He's wearing heavy armor. He looks very kitted out for a fight. I'm going to go with you first, Pierce. So you're contending with four.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the cleric next to you. They're arrayed all in front of you.
I'll just cast Cure Light Wounds on one of them.
You grab him by the face and channel Cure Light Wounds, you said? The zombie crumbles to dust in your hands. Then you've got the cleric. Direct him to do something.
Smack him with your morning star, dickhead.
You point at one of the zombies, say that, and he gives you like a look, but he moves forward and clocks the zombie on its head. The zombie's skull caves inside, and it topples backwards.
That's right.
So you're down to two.
Cool.
Periwinkle. You've got Clara and goggles plus your own stuff.
And six.
Six enemies?
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously we're going to be like back-to-back bros in the, like a cool back-to-back formation that you would do if you're a team. And
yeah.
Trio.
And Clara's just standing there, I suppose.
No, she does it.
She's back-to-back with you as well?
It's triangle. Back-to-back's doable.
That's what I mean. So we can each face like two zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Can I still use like cleave and great cleave with the sword, or is it only with the gauntlets?
Yeah, with the sword.
Great. I'm gonna go and just try to kill as many as I can with the sword.
Your first swing goes clean over the head of one of the zombies. One of the sub commanders informs it,
"Duck, you cowardly cur!"
And it ducks underneath your blow. But when it comes back up, you just stab it in its belly. Silver steel warms in your hands. It detects that you are fighting a righteous cause.
Yeah.
You destroy the zombie and your blow keeps going. You catch another one. You destroy a second, but that's it.
That's all right.
So then you have Clara and Goggles.
So Goggles is going to go for his sort of zombie.
Yep.
Or zombie.
Goggles clocks it in its side, crumpling part of its chest, but not downing it.
Will Clara be more effective to use some kind of magical attack on them?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go with that.
Direct her to do. She has like three uses of a big AoE spell that can like really decimate the area of zombies. Like get more than just the six here. Get them like basically any zombie that sees her can be affected by this spell. But only three uses. And you kind of want to, like, you kind of want to use it at a dire moment.
All right, so probably not one of the uses now.
Not right now, no. Probably save it for a little bit further in the fight.
Well, then I'll just get to use a Morningstar on the zombies.
Yeah, okay. Oh, she has just regular magic as well, lesser magic. But any magic she uses against the zombies is magic she can't use to heal you.
Yeah, use the mace. She's got it there.
Use the mace? All right. She slams one of the zombies.
Go for the heads, guys, too.
She knocks its head clear across the field, scoring a goal.
Good.
Leo, Evelyn also has that ability, not as powerful as Clara, but she only has one use of it as well, to do a devastating AoE attack.
Okay.
Area of effect, if you don't know what AoE is.
Yeah, I worked that out.
What else does she have?
Evelyn, she has some basic magic, not as powerful as Clara. Mm-hmm. She can, like, power herself. She can hurt the enemies.
Right.
And also, she's very good in a fight.
All right, well, I'm going to do something uncharacteristic of me and use a spell.
What?
No way!
Scatter spray.
at the zombies.
Your scatter spray sends loose bits of cobblestone in all directions. You kill three of the four zombies.
Leo does magic.
Kill that one.
I'm the grease boy.
Evelyn, looking only at you being like, what? When she swings, one of the sub-commanders has time to say, back off! And the zombie takes a step back and her blow is too short.
You just kind of shrug it and
pierce. Two left.
Cleric, smack him in the head when I smack him in the legs.
Poof. You go low, he goes high. You slam into his leg, breaking it. He slams into its skull, breaking it. You're able to bring it down. Periwinkle.
I get Goggles to go for the zombie he's already wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I go for the other two.
Goggles swings far too hard and his clammy, wet hands lose grip of his weapon. His dwarven battle axe sails clear across the battlefield.
Oh, fuck.
Landing somewhere far away. Goggles is now unarmed.
Well then.
You slam into the one that he was fighting, destroying it. You bodily rush it, knock it back, and then puncture it with your sword. Your attack keeps going, hitting the one behind it, destroying that one.
One to go!
Take a step to the left!
The zombie steps to the left and is just out of your range.
How far away are the sub-commanders for the zombies?
You're going to have to take another wave of zombies, then you get to the sub-commanders.
Cool.
There'll be more, though, behind them.
You know, I do have a longbow. I could give that to Goggles and he could try to just aim for the sub-commanders.
That's true.
Clara, go for that last one.
Clara puts one of her gauntleted feet on Goggles' shoulder.
Hey!
Goggles cries out, "Oi!" She launches off Goggles into the air, lands on the zombie, pinning it to the ground, and slams her mace into its head. It's dead.
Thanks, Clara.
Leo.
All right, I'm going to try and flank this last zombo. Stab him. Both daggers.
You know what you should do? A classic. Summon a block of wood and then kick it. Slide through the zombies.
Grease the floor first.
Grease the floor, block the wood,
one spell
knock them down.
Leo, you stabbed it in its belly, zigzagging like a Zorro, while Evelyn cuts it neatly in two, making your effort almost irrelevant.
The Leo shadow way.
Piss. No, it's not your turn. The zombies. The odds are evens.
Evens.
Oh, you're the only one still contending with zombies.
Mm-hmm. Who did I say was with you? The cleric.
I don't even know.
Oh, the cleric shooter.
Shooter Gavin.
I just Gavin shooter. Cleric, because no one introduced us.
The Gavin. Zombie Thank charges you. At cleric shooter, but he just slams uselessly against his shield and his heavy armor.
That's good.
You feel he's not necessarily the spear tip. Mm-hmm. But you feel if you just stood behind him, it'd be impossible to hit you.
Oh, that's cool.
You literally did that in the first fight we were in, where I just punched my way through dwarves and gnomes until we got out the other side.
I like it. This is almost a mirror of that fight.
Some might say that was on purpose. Pierce, it's your turn.
I'll cast Major Image Vagina Octopus and have it attack the other zombies.
I thought you said Vagina Octopus.
Just a Vagina Octopus.
That's what I heard as well.
You really caught me off guard.
A Vagina Octopus.
It's not quite an octopus, and it's not quite a vagina.
It can't attack anyone, you know that, right?
Yeah, isn't that what Major Image is?
No. As soon as someone interacts with it, it disappears for them.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
That's a fifth expert.
Ah, fuck. Sing him a song.
I don't have any of them.
That was funny.
You try to swing your loot at it, but it's awkward trying to attack around the cleric. The cleric shoves forward with his shield, but he just succeeds in knocking it back.
Okay.
Then it is Periwinkle. You can move forward, but you'll be leaving Pierce behind. But Leo can come up.
That's fine.
We'll keep moving. I hand my longbow to Goggles, who's lost his hammer. And I'm like, while we're clearing out these zombies, try to get those sub-commanders.
All right, you move forward. You got another six to contend with.
So really, we're kind of stepping back from where Goggles is, so he's got a clear shot for the sub-commanders.
Yeah,
so
Goggles will be behind you.
Clara and I face off against the first batch of zombies.
Goggles fires at the sub-commander, striking him in the chest.
Oh, here.
He doubles over.
Boom.
Then you and Clara, you Being cut one of the zombies in two, but your momentum is stopped partway through. This zombie is wearing, perhaps it was an old town guard, and your attack catches on some of its chainmail tunic. The chainmail tunic wraps around your sword and makes it too awkward to keep going. The sub-commander, after being struck, yells out,
"Take a step backwards, you fool!"
The zombie steps backwards, and your blow passes in front of it harmlessly.
That's right.
You take out one of them nonetheless, though.
Then Clara?
Yep.
She brings her mace down upon the brow of one of the zombies, just slowly moving forward with a like downward hitting motion. She knocks the zombie's head into its chest, grabs the zombie and pushes it backwards, bowling pin-esque style, knocking a bunch of other ones over. So two down, then Leo.
Okay, so there's... We can move forward, I guess?
Oh, yeah, you'd like to move forward?
Is there three sub-commanders in front of us?
Yes. Gotcha. You are fighting four again.
All right. And so there's this four and then this sub-commander, yeah? So what's sort of like after the sub-commanders, anything?
Yeah, there'll be more zombies. Plus more sub-commanders. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like arranged in circles going towards the keep. And you guys are fighting your way forward, while on the opposite side, people are fighting their way towards you.
I'm just wondering if I
trying to sandwich them in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nah, fuck it. I'll use scatter spray again.
Good move.
Try and get to that sub-commander quick.
Mm. You do superfluous damage to all of the zombies. Not downing any of them, though.
I'll get Evelyn to try and attack a few of them.
Evelyn swings her greatsword, striking one of them. Perhaps this one also has chainmail armor. She catches it, picks it up with her sword and sends it sailing far off into the fight.
Oh, that's good.
It's gone. Dead. Very dead. All right.
So we're versing three. You've got four. And Pierce is still dealing with the first wave.
But we did knock a few of them back bowling pin style.
Yeah.
Your town guard falter. They're pushed back heavily.
Fui.
If it weren't for the sabers who hold their ground steadily, you would be isolated. The only people in this fight right now are sabers. Town guard are pushed out of this section of the city.
Fuck.
Jesus. Good thing that we did go to the sabers in the end, because they're worth, how many did you say, 100 guardsmen?
Each of them is worth maybe 10 guardsmen.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, not fair.
Piss. You've still got one zombie before you.
I just cast Cure Light Wounds on it.
You reach out to grab it.
Damn it.
This one doesn't work, but man, the magic fumbles are so good.
You accidentally heal your ally.
Yes. Not me, you fool. Your attack hits your ally closest to the target.
So now he's got more health back.
You reach out and try to grab the zombie, but you grab the cleric instead and channel healing energy into him.
You're welcome.
He nods. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I meant, obviously.
Totally deliberate every single time.
My little secret.
With your hand like resting on his shoulder, he pushes a barrels away forward for you. Oh, his shield, which has wicked spikes all over it, when he slams it into the zombie, it deals damage. Enough that the zombie falls down, badly wounded, and he just steps onto it and over it, crushing it into the dirt. So next turn, you'll be able to move forward.
Cool.
Periwinkle, you've got four left.
Four left.
Oh, first off, goggles. Fuck, he hits the sub-commander again. The sub-commander cries out in pain as a second arrow protrudes, maybe from the other eye slit in his armor. He takes 6 points of damage.
Bring it on. I unclip medium bees, lob it at the sub-commander.
Oh-ho.
A swarm of bees explodes out.
Yeah! That's my medium bees done.
Uh-huh. Got small left?
I got two small left.
All right. Does a rock kind of constantly smell just slightly like honey?
Oh, yeah. I assumed.
It's honeycomb. It's literally a honeycomb necklace.
Oh, that's awesome.
You deal 21 points of damage to the sub-commander and all the undead around him. Not only do you kill him... You clear the line that you have to work out behind him.
Hey!
And you kill the zombies in front of you.
Yes!
You can charge very far forward if you want, but that will expose you a lot.
True.
I might come across to try to help these guys.
All right, cool.
Does Clara have any kind of ranged attacks?
Clara can spit out ranged fire if she needs to.
Can I get her to fire a fireball at one of the sub-commanders attacking me, guys?
She... draws a ball of energy into her fist and then hefts it at that sub-commander. It misses him and splashes on the ground near him. He, like, turns around to see the fireball that just missed him and looks over at you guys.
Hey, bitch.
He waves.
Hola.
Leo, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going stab with two of my daggers, thunder zith into one of them whilst flanking with Evelyn.
You go around the back of the zombie and just start stabbing it in the back. You make many tiny punctures, but all you're hitting is dead flesh. That flesh falls, like the flesh of its back just falls off the zombie, and you realize it was never part of the zombie. Evelyn barrels forwards. She puts a hand up against the creature's face and channels energy into it. It explodes.
Whoa, Nelly. What a woman.
Leo, you have not taken damage. You feel a wave of positive energy wash over you and the undead around you.
I'm feeling pretty good.
One of them is fine, but the other one also explodes.
Oh, hello.
She kills two of them.
Jeez.
Fighting with healing energy is
pretty cool.
Then, the last zombie that you're fighting attacks Evelyn.
Huh.
She's wearing heavy armor as well. When it charges at her, she just sticks out a hand. Its face slams into her hand. And she, schoolyard bully style, keeps it too far away for it to strike her.
Stop hitting yourself.
Enjoy a wet willy.
You do not know what's happening to the town guard. They've been pushed too far back for you to see anything. And even the sabers are beginning to falter. You guys are isolated at this point.
Can we see the sabers on the other side? You know how there's, we're coming
from pushing
from
the other direction?
Yeah,
they're also being pushed back. You're slowly being repelled. You're losing this fight.
I like cleared like 12 zombies with bees. Come on.
There's nearly 1,000 of
them. 12 down. Only 1,000.
Where's the dragon? Is it just flying around fighting the blimp?
Oh, it's fucked off. You don't know where it's gone.
Okay.
Well, is it my turn again?
Eggs have come home to roost. You made good with the gnomes, so now the dragon is busy fighting the gnomes. You made good with sabers, so you weren't isolated immediately, and you have a better fighting force. Mm-hmm. Also, you have extra NPCs.
Yep.
You didn't make good with the orcs. You don't know what's happening there as well. You also know that there's supposed to be ghosts here, which you have not seen yet.
Aren't they inside the zombies?
No. You guys assumed that's how it was going to work, but that's maybe not how it was going to work.
All right, then.
Then it is Piss's turn again.
We'll just move forward.
Yep. All right. By the way, because you guys are surrounded, on the zombies' turn, you're going to just randomly take attacks from behind you.
Cool.
So, Pierce, you move forward. Mm-hmm. You're fighting four again. Wow. Fucking weird.
I'll just cast Cure Light Wounds on the Zambo closest to me.
You grab him around the cleric by the leg and channel healing energy into him. The zombie crumbles. You destroy one of them.
Get the one behind him, cleric. Come on now.
The cleric steps over the ashes, kicks them into the face of the other zombie, which stumbles a little bit and tries to see through the ashes. It reaches out clumsily. He slams its arm with his shield, knocking it out of the way, and also catching its arm, dragging it down, exposing the back of its neck. Then, crack, he brings his mace down upon the back of its head, killing that one as well.
Yeah, bitch.
Periwinkle, you want to go back and help Piss?
So is Piss the closest one to me?
Leo would be the closest one to you, but Leo looks like he's got that situation under control. Piss is the one who looks like he needs help.
Yeah, no, it's always that. So I order goggles and Clara. Clara, fireball, sub-commander. Goggles, try to shoot the sub-commander.
Both
and
of
I
them
go,
start making ranged attacks.
And I go to help Piss.
All right.
I can't believe I'm about to do this.
You slam into the side of the two zombies that Piss and the cleric are fighting. You bring your sword down upon one of them's brow, destroying it. Your blow keeps going, but this sub-commander on the left-hand side where Piss is yells, "Bring your sword up!" This zombie slashes at you with its sword, and your two swords slam against each other. The zombie sword shatters into 1,000 pieces, but protects it from the blow.
Yeah.
That's your turn.
How did Goggles and Clara go?
You've got your back to them. They're just hurling projectiles as best they can.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Leo, you see that they're not making any hits, but they are making that sub-commander very worried.
So there's one zombo and then there's a sub-commander, yeah?
Yes.
All right, can I get Evelyn to stab the zombie so I can bum-rush the sub-commander?
All right. Evelyn brings her sword level and charges forward. She skewers the undead and uses it as a shield to get to the sub-commander. The sub-commander pulls like a hand crossbow, fires it. It slams into the back of the zombie. She keeps going. He pulls another one, fires it, slams into the back of the zombie. He has eyes for nothing but the zombie and Evelyn charging towards him. So when you run up behind Evelyn, climb up on her, leap off her.
Oh, yeah.
He's caught completely unawares.
The classic in the side, in the collarbone.
All right. You stab him once in the shoulder and once underneath his shoulder. Swing around him and land behind him. He takes 4 damage from your first blow, and then your lower wound deals... Oh, right. Fuck. Wait, sneak attack. Shit. Oh, fuck. He's fucked. He starts panicking.
Good.
It's their turn. The sub-commander dies from blood loss.
Oh, okay.
He takes 12 points of damage and dies. Kiss. You only took
that one. Yeah.
There's only one left.
The zombie turns around and attacks you, Periwinkle. It wraps an arm, a dead, clammy arm, around your ear and tears it off.
Oh, boy. That's
my
good ear.
My
you
gosh.
Take 8
goodness.
Points of damage.
And now you're deaf in one ear.
What?
It's all fucked.
What? It's kind of ear. Somebody ripped off my ear.
Did you get an ear patch?
What?
Kiss, you get attacked from behind twice.
Fuck.
Uh-oh.
One of them
shine bright like a diamond.
Bites you in your thigh. You take 3 points of damage. It's but a light blow compared to the other one.
Oh.
Who grabs you, wraps his arms around you, hugs you close, and starts feasting upon your open, supple neck.
Oh.
Where's that moon at?
How about dawn?
And while you're distracted by that one grabbing you, all of them get a free attack.
Oh, shit. Where's old cleric,
mate? I'm also there, so...
Greg Pierce becomes a zombie were-rat?
Oh, yes, please.
Undead and a rat.
They feast upon you. You're on 17.
I know.
Am I... I've only taken one hit, haven't I?
I'm he like... Is?
Yeah.
Periwinkle, highs or lows?
Highs?
Highs? Periwinkle? You get attacked from behind by 2 zombies as well. These aren't zombies you need to fight. These are just like, because you're surrounded, you're taking attacks. One of them bites you in the arm as you're distracted by the first one. It tears your arm apart. Your arm begins to hang loose at your side. You can still use it, but that scar is going to stay with you for the rest of your life.
Good, I like scars.
Leo, highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows.
Oh, no. Damn it, you're in so much trouble.
One of them runs past you, trying to get you, skips off the ground and, like, hits another zombie. And as you're laughing, it grabs you by the arm and bites your eyes.
Wet tongue all gone.
And for the next 3 rounds, all critical hits are confirmed.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Then you hear a rousing yell from beyond the walls, and town guards start streaming back.
Yes!
The boys.
Ah, come on. The boys are back in town.
Let up by the town guard charging back in, the Sabres renew their effort as well, and the sub-commanders of the Sabres start making their way forward and leading from the front. They start pushing heavily, and then suddenly you're no longer cut off from the rest. They are even kilter with you, Periwinkle. They've pushed past Leo and Pierce.
Bring it on.
Wait.
Some of the Sabres, paladins, have begun summoning their magical mounts there's enough room for them to charge, back off, charge again.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Cavalry. Finally, we're winning a
Here
fight.
Here comes the cavalry.
At the moment, though, I shouldn't have said that.
Mm-mm.
I should not have
Don't
said that.
You'll eat your words.
Oh,
okey-dokey.
Probably my arm.
Pierce, you're clear to move forward to, I believe, the sub-commander now.
Yeah.
You can fight just him.
Radio, I'll move forward and be like, "Eel me, dickhead," to the cleric, and run for the sub-commander. And on the sub-commander, I'll cure moderate wounds.
He's not undead. You'll heal him.
Oh, shit. then lesser confusion.
You recover 19 hit points from the cleric.
I'm going to call him dickhead from now on.
That's great piss even in this fight. I think he just stuck around too long. That's the feeling I get. Like, he's like, yeah, well, oh my God, it's happening.
It's that moment in the movie where the character that shouldn't be in the fight, it just ends up having to fight anyway.
Yeah.
The sub-commander lowers his gaze to look at you. You can tell that your spell has not affected him.
Shit.
Periwinkle.
Well, so I direct goggles and Clara
to shoot at that subcommander.
Shoot at the subcommander that Greg Piss is dealing with.
He takes an arrow and a fireball.
Still alive?
Yes, still alive.
There's no threat immediately near me, is there, right?
No.
Cool. Small bees, lob it towards that subcommander.
The subcommander, with his sword and shield at the ready, has lowered his gaze at you, Piss, prepared to fight. And as he takes a step forward, you hear him snarl some sort of insult at you. But the insult is caught up by the exclamation, "Ah, bees!" as Periwinkle's tiny little gems, just like off the side of his helmet, but then a roiling mass of bees surrounds him, trying to work its way into his armor. He screams. Leo, it's your turn.
Right, can I get Evelyn to heal me? And also then try and bum rush this last dickhead.
The subcommander on your side?
He's dead.
Yeah. No, oh, you mean the dickhead for him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yep, you go for it.
Just whoop, whoop.
You slide under him and slash at his underside.
So his dick.
His scrotum.
Both of
them. Chop his scrotum off.
Dealing 8 points of damage and dropping him. He sways a little bit, but then topples backwards dead.
Right. That's that lot done.
All right. You got another wave of zombies.
Shit.
Then another wave of sub-commanders.
Where are we trying to get to? Are we just trying to get to the keep or...
You're just conquering the army here.
Yeah, that's literally the mission, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Defeat the enemy army.
Haven't seen no sign of the dragon?
No sign of the dragon.
All right. We're not surrounded, though, are we?
Not your turn.
Everyone's caught up to us, yeah?
Yeah, no, not anymore. Cool.
You hear cries from way back where the town guard are, cries of surprise. You try to crane your head to look what's going on, but you're in the thick of it. You can't see. You can hear, though, the sounds of combat coming from beyond the walls.
Mm.
The other side, back where you came from.
Orcs.
Damn those orcs.
So full of self-loathing.
You continue to... Oh, the sabers and the town guard continue to hold their ground, but the fighting is stalled not because you're not fighting well. You're still fighting better than the enemies, but soldiers are being directed to your rear, basically, to protect against whatever's happening there.
Yeah.
So now it's like you guys had the numbers advantage, but you no longer have the numbers advantage.
It's kind of swapped into kind of like a pyramid-y shape where there's more people behind us than at the front. Yeah.
Piss's turn, right?
Yeah.
You'd like to charge forward. All right. Piss, you have to deal with three.
I'll cue a moderate one and get the cleric to... We'll try like what we did before. I'll crumble him to dust, you jump over me, smack the other in there.
All right. You charge forward, try to grab him.
Yep.
You wrap both of your hands around the zombie's clammy head, and its head just comes off.
Right, got him.
The zombie's headless body staggers around.
I'll drop it and boot it like a football.
The head crumbles to dust as you try to boot it, and your kick goes through the chest, which is also crumbling to dust.
That's good.
The cleric grabs you from behind, drags you back as one of the two remaining zombies tries to take a swipe at you. He whips himself and you around such that now his back is facing them, letting go of you, and he continues with the momentum, coming now with his mace around, striking the zombie, destroying it.
Yeah, bitch.
Periwinkle, you can face down the sub-commander. Piss looks like he's going okay, and so does Leo.
Great. Goggles, go for our sub-commander. Clara and I, we're going to advance.
As you charge forward, an arrow flies over you towards the sub-commander. It skips off his shoulder pauldron, though, not doing any damage. You and Clara charge in. What would you like to do? What would you like Clara to do?
How many zombies are we facing?
It's a sub-commander.
Well, because we killed...
You killed the line of zombies.
The line of zombies.
You're nearly to the center of this square.
Clara's there.
If you kill this sub-commander, you're going to be fighting your way now into the rear of the group fighting the
They'll have their backs to us, though.
Yep.
Yes. All right. I put Silver Steel away because I'm charging into this guy. I've got a healer with me. I pop my gauntlets. It's on, bitch.
You swing, and this sub-commander, you immediately can tell, is a lot better at combat. As he steps back, he raises his helmet to look at you properly, and you can tell that it's Lord Triton.
Ariel's dad?
God?
Lord Triton was head of the town guard. Before all of this happened, he was commander to Tolton.
And technically me, too, I guess, at some point.
Well, he, like, you never really spoke with him.
No, I was just way, way down. Does he recognize me?
He whispers to you through the combat, Periwinkle, join us. You swing again, but maybe you're confused this time, and he dodges the blow easily.
Join you? How about fuck no?
Join you? How about fuck you?
Clara comes round from the side and tries to blindside him. He grabs the head of her mace as she swings and then crushes it to dust.
He's a little bit magic.
Leo.
So where am I? Because I went over and killed the... Or am I just back to the...
So Periwinkle is the tip of the spear, charging forwards. You guys are on his flanks, making sure he doesn't get attacked from either side.
Right.
It's kind of important that you guys move together.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to leave, I guess, Greg Pierce where I was and go towards where Evelyn is.
Slot back into your chair, into your lane.
I kind of like glitch the game, like...
You are finally facing seven zombies.
Ah, shit.
Holy shit.
Evelyn,
yep.
I think this is time to use your AoE, those seven.
She holds up her holy symbol in front of the seven zombies barreling towards her and yells, Lady Willow commands you, die, foul beasts.
Clara, meanwhile, standing over somewhere going,
she rolls her eyes.
Name.
Motes of light leap forward off her holy symbol, decimating rows of zombies before her. Of the seven, only one remains.
Oh, shit. I have a golden liquid, then PW. What does that mean?
That'd be... Golden liquid would be a pierce. No, it'd be a daylight pellet.
Yes, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, we both had one. I called it a light pollution bomb.
Ah, yes.
And yes, that's not the name of it either.
And the vial of oil, how long is that... What does that mean? The vial of oil with the blessing oil.
Oh, that's one probably use? Already gone. Yeah, it's one
use. All right, then it's gone. That's definitely gone. All right, then I'm going to try and thunder stab and venom stab, but not venom stab.
Okay, that was confusing, but I understood what you meant.
Use the dagger, but...
Thunder stab and regular stab.
Yes, baby.
You start slashing and stabbing and doing whatever you can to this zombie.
I'm an idiot.
You destroy it.
Oh. Yay!
Hey.
You cut it into so many ribbons that there's not enough of it to stay standing, and it starts falling apart.
You're a genius, Lee.
You stand before the commander in front of you as well. You see his face. He's not wearing a helmet, but you don't recognize him. You maybe know that he is someone important, but you couldn't put a name to the face.
Evelyn, do you know who that is?
I came here after everything happened.
What the hell are you asking?
No, fair.
I've never seen this man before in my life.
Okay, then.
The sabers, in their charge, have to charge around a set of stables, and because of that, the vast majority of their force is hampered because bursting out of the stables like a force. It's hard to describe. All you could say is like, spectres or ghosts,
perhaps.
They swoop in at the sabers, knocking a bunch off their horses, scaring a ton of them, and causing general chaos. The sabers begin to become beleaguered. Parts of them become separated and have to fight on their own. The sabers are doing a very poor job. But when the orcs try to push through the gates, and you can see the orcs now, the town guards step up. Unaffected by the spectres, because the sabers are dealing with them, the town guards take on both the orcs and the undead on their own and hold their own.
Oh. Yeah!
Heroes.
They're all getting promotions if I survive this fight.
The orcish chieftain, you can tell because of his headdress and characteristic armor.
Hey, it's that guy again.
I haven't seen you since the start of the game.
Chieftain Whiplock. He stands upon rubble, screaming, bellowing orders. He grabs in both hands his giant axe, hefts it into the crowd. His axe cuts through two town guards, embedding deep in a third. And then he reaches out. A giant bolt of lightning leaps from his hand to the axe, and then the axe sails back into his hands. He cries out victoriously, and taking some of the blood off the axe, wipes it on his face to show his superiority.
God, I hate orcs.
Classic orc move.
16 town guard aim bows at Whiplock. All of them unleash at once. Whiplock is so peppered with arrows, he drops the axe and collapses.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Not even one.
Whiplock's dead.
Yeah.
Town guard are kicking ass.
The orc shaman gets takes over. She's on the other side, behind where you guys are.
That's all right.
Pierce, how many zombies are you fighting?
Well,
you
just one. Wielder, you're an orc.
It tries to attack. It just hopelessly throws itself against the cleric's shield. Periwinkle.
Yeah.
Lord Triton, still holding Clara's broken weapon, yanks her forward onto his sword.
Oh, no. Adam.
Crit fumble.
Pointy end goes there. As he drags her in, he snarls at her, "I'll kill you, you bitch." She, with her free hand, grabs the sword, wrests it from his control, and points it instead at him. And when they slam together, it embeds into him. She snarls back at him, "You first."
That's good. That's good shit.
He takes 1 point of con damage.
Oh.
Ooh.
They separate. He pulls the sword and tries to slash at her. She slams the sword down with a gauntleted fist and it skips off dirt. He
reaches out. Good fighter.
Leo, the guy you and Evelyn are fighting.
Capacity
he reaches out with a hand and a gigantic bolt of lightning leaps from his head and blasts through you, through Evelyn, and down a line of town guard. He kills 9 members of the town guard.
Some bitch. Fucking sub-commanders. God damn it. I tell you what.
It's all right, we'll get him. My dying.
And deals.
Oh, no. That was a lot of die. Oh, that was a lot of
16
die.
Points of damage to you and Evelyn.
Oh. Poof. I did not roll out of the way in time.
Your reflexes cannot do lightning.
They are frozen.
Piss.
Now just pour holy water on the zombie.
Pour it on your loot.
Oh yeah, I'll lube up my loot with holy water.
That'll be your action.
That's fine. Then the cleric can get it.
Pour holy water just on the cleric.
The cleric gives you an odd look.
Don't fucking eyeball me.
He slams the zombie with his shield and hits it with his mace. The zombie goes down. It's you standing before a commander.
Oh. You're right. You look in a rumble. You recognise this one. Show my dick.
Have me and you,
Have you recognised this one?
No? Your wife might.
It's a woman.
Fuck you. Well, does
you
she
you know her as Lady Forrester?
Have we ever slept together?
Nah, she's way too nice for you.
That's fair.
But she's
you know Lady Forrester is more of a mage than a fighter?
Okay.
You know that she has a powerful natural magics about her. You are aware of the concept of a druid?
Oh.
You wonder where her tiger is. Then. It is Periwinkle's turn. You continue to fight Lord Triton?
Yeah, yeah. Goggles is firing arrows, right?
Yes.
Bring the stingers out. Apis, bang.
First, you go low, stabbing him in the belly, looking him dead in the eyes. He turns from Clara to look at you, surprised, and you begin to just work your stinger all around in his gut. You feel it catch on his lungs, because you have sensation through it, and you drag them down and around. As you drag them down and around, you feel it catch on his intestines. You drag them up and around.
Oh.
You feel it wrap around. His heart begins to wrap around. You're just churning his insides like a big pot of spaghetti that you've put a spoon in and stirred around. You deal. Jesus H.
Jesus H. Willikers.
42 points of damage. Then, as you swing with your next blow, his gauntleted fist grabs your gauntleted fist, jerks. You hear a snapping in your arm, and he redirects your blow into your eyes.
Jesus.
The world goes dark.
Both eyes? Am I blind?
Everything is dark.
Have I told Goggles and Clara what to do?
What did you want them to do?
Well, Goggles, I wanted to shoot an arrow at... Dickface. I'm now going to tell Clara, fix my eyes.
I can't.
Oh, fuck.
You're now my eyes.
All right, then. I'm draining his hit points.
You're
she drains
right.
25 hit points from the man.
Fuck me. Right. I'm going to tell Evelyn if we can try that maneuver we did again where she just bum rushes and I try and do that sneak attack behind.
You're using the sentence "and that sneak attack behind" and you realize you're talking to a giant cloud of dust in the shape of Evelyn. She's charging forward, got her sword in a readied stance, screaming.
I try and run and do a flip overhead.
She slams into this guy, piercing him straight through the belly. He doubles over in agony. You run over her back, grabbing his tunic as you come down, and you stab once. Then when you've got that dagger, you stab a second time.
Sick.
Then it is
the tiger's turn.
Time to get at by a tiger.
You're not wondering where the tiger is for very long. Yeah. A field mouse scampers towards you. Huh. It leaps through the air at you, and as it leaps, it turns into a tiger mid-jump.
Ah, fuck.
The tiger, odds or evens?
Odds.
Lands on you.
Fuck!
Fuck, Pierce, you're the luckiest boy in the world.
Great.
The tiger leaps over you too far, and as it comes down, the cleric swings with his Morningstar, catching the tiger right in its face. It yips and then tumbles end over end into the dirt.
That's great.
The tiger is blinded for 3 rounds.
Blind tiger, get it good.
The cleric spins around such that his back is to you. He says, "You got the woman?"
Oh, his.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I bet I don't.
The woman charges forwards with a scimitar. She screams.
All right.
Good. Slashes at you with the scimitar. You take 5 points of damage.
Oh, good.
All right.
The tiger's blind and prone. Give me the tiger, cleric.
Odds or evens?
Is that directed at me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Odds?
Odds. You hear Clara scream.
My hand!
You feel something warm splash on your face. Then, Leo. The guy slowly starts pulling himself off Evelyn's sword and backing up. He gets a couple feet away from you, and then wind. A burst of wind buffets both you and Evelyn.
Shit.
Both of you fall prone and are blown far back away from him. You don't take any damage, but he's not fighting you anymore. You gotta deal with some zombies next turn.
Ah, damn it.
8 zombies.
Oh. 8? Oh, mios dios.
The sabers get a hold of themselves and begin cutting down the specters. As they are the only people who can have magical weapons, they take it upon themselves to blunt the force of the specters against the town guard. They take heavy losses, but in the fight, they begin to win against the thousands of spectral soldiers. They're slowly making progress, and some of them begin mounting up again and charging into the undead hordes. Some of them even devote themselves to the orcs. And as the orc chieftain starts casting a prayer over the enemy soldiers, reaching out with an empty hand and an outstretched arm holding a stick with some sort of weird magical rattle on it, mid-spell, a saber rides past, swings a sword and lops the shaman's head off.
Yes. So far, the orcs have been about as useful as my eyes in this fight.
Leaderless, the orcs begin to flee. Town guard chase them and cut them down easily.
Good.
I mean, like, a massive
The orcish forces go from, like, 800 to maybe 400 in the matter of, like, 30 seconds.
Sweet.
Town guard destroy them.
Town guard has been doing very well, gotta say.
Yes.
I'll just cast, like, confusion on her. Just regular confusion.
You see her throw it off as if it were nothing.
Fuck, damn.
The cleric, what do you want him to do?
Swap places.
You swap around. The cleric barrels forward towards her.
On you, Gavin.
He swings, but she ducks underneath the blow and laughs at him.
Rude. Shit.
Periwinkle.
I'm blind, but he's still holding onto the gauntlet that's, like, pinned me in the face. So we're still close to one another.
Yeah, you can still feel him breathing on you.
Great. He's got a visor, yeah?
Yes.
Am I close enough to, like, grab the helmet?
You could try. You're blind, though, so it's, like, where is it?
What are my chances of grabbing the helmet and just slamming bees into the helmet and shutting the visor on him?
50-50.
That's good odds.
Fuck it. My odds are going to be the same whether I try and hit him with my gauntlets as well, because I'm too...
You're going to take damage even if you jam it into his thing. Bees will come out. The bees do not obey you.
No, I know.
They just attack whatever's in the area.
And then shut the visor on him to try to trap them in the helmet as much as possible.
All right, 50...
goggles is arrowing.
I can't hit him with you in the way, boss!
Ha ha! How bad's Clara hurt?
She's standing.
Good.
That's something.
Highs or lows?
Lows this time.
You guess price. You grab his helmet, pop it open, and then jam bees into his face. What the hell are bees?
Why is it shut?
Fuck you, barrel wiggle! Fuck you!
Jesus. What a way to go.
What level bees?
They're just the last bees I've got.
You hear him, like, hit the dirt. Goggles yells from behind you. You got him, boss!
Clara?
You hear Clara muttering, oh, goddess, please, please bring me my hand back.
Oh, boy.
Who can he do? Leo.
Right. Eight zombies, huh? So, I'm going to order Evelyn to try and chop as many as she can, and then I will mop up the dregs.
That's good. Fair call. Evelyn, her greatsword, on the end, it's got like a flare, like a barb almost to it, as if it were designed like an arrow. You did not know why that was the case until now. You notice that that is what hooked that first zombie. And she uses that again to hook this zombie, which she picks up and then bodily throws it back in the direction you came. You think purposely directing it at the commander that you guys were fighting. She screams into the crowd, I'll kill you! I'm going to wear your teeth! The zombie lands in between Evelyn and the sub-commander, who is white in the face looking at Evelyn.
Is Evelyn just a human?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Half barbarian. Then, she kills one of them. Leo?
I'll try and stab a couple.
You try to fight ones that Evelyn isn't fighting? You slash a dozen times at the legs of one of them. It topples over backwards like a tree. Thump, hits the dirt and does not get up. It's not dead, but it can't get up.
May as well be.
It's no longer a hazard. Then three of the zombies attempt to grab at Evelyn, but she whips once with her sword a second time. And you don't think zombies can feel fear, but... they frankly look like they're showing fear.
Odds are even. She's a scary lady. Let's go with some evens.
The other three zombies try to charge you, Leo, but Evelyn steps in between you and the zombies and screams at them. Spittle flies from her face at the zombies. They slow down to engage her. She grabs one of them and slams the other two with them.
I'm afraid.
I don't want to admit this, but... she's amazing.
She's like a powerhouse.
Yes, the tiger gets up.
Oh, rawr, fuck.
Rawr. It's trying to find you, but it can't.
Oh, that's good.
The lord that you're fighting, Lord Lady Forrester, grabs a mound of dirt and hurls it at the cleric. It strikes the cleric in the chest and vines. They try to wrap around him, but he grabs the big, massive vines and tentacles and tears it off him, chucking it to the ground.
Hero.
It crumples up into dead leaves. Periwinkle, your one's dead.
Yep.
You get a round of relief.
Oh, I'm going to have a potion.
Take a breather.
Take a breather, man. Have a smoker.
I imagine Evelyn would be able to fix my eyes.
Yeah. Evelyn or Dickhead. Evelyn or Dickhead might be able to sort you out.
With the orcs retreating and the specters dealt with, the town guard and the sabers turn their attentions back on the undead. The fight has turned from lopsided against them, lopsided against you, even lopsided against them. The town guard and sabers begin making progress. You can see that on the opposite side, they're nearly to you.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's going to be useful.
Piss.
Stay on the cleric. Can I jump on the back of the tiger's head and like almost mount the tiger and then slam my loot onto the back of its head?
Because the tiger's blind, if you... yeah, you can try.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Like if we're getting an explanation, it was just like, no, you know what? Fuck it. Just give it a crack.
Just do what you need to do.
Have a red hot go, Sonny Jim. Get in there, bud.
You leap onto it and slam downwards, breaking one of its front paws. The tiger cries out in pain. So does Lady Forrester.
Are they connected?
Yeah.
The tiger's leg is broken.
Jesus.
What do you want the cleric to do?
Get the druid, dickhead. I got the tiger.
He barrels forward.
You're going to kill me? Are you going to kill me?
She yells as he charges forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you whip around to see the cleric tackle Lady Forrester to the ground. He puts a hand to her forehead and says, I'm going to do more than that.
What?
He begins pulling at something on her face. You're not sure what's happening until you recognize it from when the blood cultist did it to you.
Oh, boy.
He begins pulling her soul out through her mouth.
Man.
Whoa.
Wait, shit. If her soul goes, am I just riding a normal tiger?
He finishes with
a
flourish,
eat the soul.
Tearing her soul out through her mouth. He lets it go.
Oh, no, chuck it to me. Damn it.
You all see the soul streaking towards the sky.
What was that weird noise that sounded like a soul streaking towards the sky?
Lady Forrester convulses and then goes still.
Ah, damn it, that delicious soul.
The tiger turns back into a regular tiger and starts freaking out.
Oh, no. Do you think you've just got a taste for souls?
I do a bit.
Like, what could be delicious?
Oh, look at that one go. Oh.
Periwinkle, your vision returns.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
just in time to see it disappear into the clouds.
That's weird. So I look around.
You're clear. You can start charging towards the other side.
Clara's good?
Clara's like, you know, in Deadpool, like the little baby hand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that, rapidly growing to a full-sized hand.
Cool, so she'd be doing that. I'm going to have a potion, because I've got three, I think.
There's still a one sub-commander left.
Yours?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a tiger.
You're on 65.
And a couple of zombies.
Yeah, that's good, that's good.
No, wait. Whatever, 65. Cool. I think I did the maths wrong.
That's all right. I was doing bad maths too. I was on, like, not as high as I thought I could be. Anyway, well, I don't need Clara to heal me. She's healing herself. Goggles.
Sir.
Get that commander.
Aye, sir. His arrow lands true in the commander's thigh.
What the fuck?
7 points of damage. Oh, he's down.
Hey, we've killed all the commanders.
What the fuck? He falls over.
No one's fighting anyone?
I'm zombies riding a tiger. But...
The fight begins to die down. Pierce, if you want to just get off the tiger.
Can I get off the tiger and, like, smack it on the bum so it runs into the zombies?
Yeah.
Do that. Get him, dickhead. Not you, dickhead.
The tiger runs into a group of zombies, freaks out, and starts attacking them.
Hello, beastie.
Hello, beastie.
Jackson Bailey getting two Pirates of the Caribbean references in.
Doing good.
Yeah.
You guys stand in the clearing in the center. There's no human allies of Eaton left. Just a horde of zombies that are slowly being picked off.
Which are at the other side where we're sandwiching them in.
Yep, your men start slowly trickling through to the other side. The zombies are hopelessly surrounded. They start being cut down.
So are we winning?
You take a breather. Each of you.
Sick.
The town guard and the sabers are doing so well now. Zombies are not a hassle for you guys anymore.
Right.
Great. Well, do we all just... Does anyone need some healing?
Yeah, get a potion.
Bara turns around and says, I'm out of magic.
I'll down a potion.
The cleric says, I've got some magic left, but taking souls is not easy.
That's okay. I've had a moderate potion. I'm on a reasonable amount of health.
I give Piss a health potion.
As for you, Mr. Turner, feel free to go ashore.
Time we make port.
Oh, it's such the it's but it's the this bit. It's the
run the time we make port.
It's because he's having such a good time. He thinks he's so funny, and that's awesome.
The sky is blotted out by darkness.
Do you think this fight is over?
He swoops down over the town guard, who scatter in his presence. He breathes a burst of acid. It slams like...
Good thing I've got that cloak on.
Making a giant line along the ground. In one attack, Eaton kills...
Uh-oh.
25 members of the town guard.
Well, I've got the cloak on, so I should be safe there.
Yeah, well, you get that cloak. You get the cloak resistance.
If I have the resist energy acid potion, do I drink that to up my acid resistance?
Yes. Right. Each of you feel a wave of fear clutch at you.
Oh, boy.
All of you are frozen, unable to move, just gazing at the creature. It swoops down again. 91 guards and sabers are killed. It slams into the ground, swiping. Bang, bang. tearing giant swathes out of the ground. A spell rips out of one of its hands, like the giant lightning bolt, but so much bigger. A large section of the keep is blasted apart, and showers of rocks fall down upon the crowd. People are being killed left, right, and center.
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
You're still rooted to the ground in fear, unable to act. Damien Eaton kills 38 people, stomping on them.
Any Damien Eaton was the winning ticket.
Damien Eaton was the winning ticket.
Finally, Damien Eaton stops stomping around and turns to face you three.
Do you think this is over? I am worth 1,000 of your armies.
Finally, you're able to move.